Scott McKenzie, and you're saying to yourself, hey, Scott, where is the intro to the Industrial Talk podcast? Well, this is a series, and it's actually on the topic of why you need to do podcasting. Either you bring it in-house and you figure out how to do it, or you find somebody to do it for you. But either way, you need to figure out how to begin bringing podcasting, the powerful platform that it is, into your sales and marketing and branding, you know, strategies, not just for 2020, but on into the future. It's just a medium that will be around for a long time. And if you're not in the game, somebody's going to be in the game, and they're going to take advantage of it, and you're going to be left out in the cold. So I've had a number of people. I've done over, 500 plus podcasts of just great professionals. And many have asked me why I'm doing podcasting, and many want to know my story of how I got into podcasting. And if you are a listener of the Industrial Talk podcast, you'll know my story. But if you're not, and if this is the first time you've heard this, I'm going to tell you this story. These are going to be videos. They're going to be 10 minutes or less, and they're going to come on out all the time. And we're just trying to make sure that you are successful in your efforts in 2020 to leverage the power of podcasting and how I approach it and how you can approach it. And I'm here to help any way, shape I can. So once again, 10 minutes or less, these are going to be videos. And today I'm going to be talking about why I got started and how it has evolved. So what happened is I spent a lot of money on the traditional stuff. I was doing digital stuff, but I was also doing some print and the typical, at that time, advertising. And you know what I got for it after spending a lot of money? Nothing. And I had a serious lesson that I learned, that it is the death rate that exists within the traditional print is rapid. It gets out there, it dies. And there's no way of being able to bring in or see what happens, or if the message is resonating. There's a ton of problems. So I was coming back from a client, and I said, and I was listening to a podcast, and I said, doggone it, I can do that. I just wanted to change the conversation. I had no plans of anything beyond that. I just wanted to be able to change the plan, approach a client and say, hey, would you be willing to get on the podcast and talk about positive things and help the listeners be better at what they're doing? It was truly an other-focused platform to be able to provide valuable content, tactical, valuable content for you, the listener. And during that, I just said, man, I'm getting to know these guys, and they make decisions, and it's a real win-win for everybody all around. And it opened up opportunities for sales, marketing, and branding, and just multiple opportunities. And I said, boy, this is a pretty powerful platform. This is exciting stuff. As you go forward in time, I realized that we in the industry need to begin to bring this powerful platform into our portfolio of marketing, sales, branding solutions, and it's not that difficult. And in this series, you'll see how you slice it and dice it and create content and why and how the opportunities are missing. Just know that there's best interest here, and I want you to be successful. And for me to just sit back and just say, okay, I do podcasting, that's just not me. And I want to share with you why. Okay, so if you are looking at this on the video, because it is out there, I'm going to shift to a slide, and on that slide you'll see, and I'll try to be as communicative as I possibly can. But I would highly recommend that you go out to industrialtalk.com and find this series, and you'll see the platform. And, of course, I'm going to have the links, and you're not going to be left out alone here. But what you'll see is you'll see a slide. And I said, okay, what is my why? Why do I want to do this? And I went through this process, and you need to do the same thing. This is an industrial platform. You have to think about a platform that you can create that is it creates a bond between you, your customers, your partners, your even your prospects. So it's simple. if I'm talking to you and you're on the podcast, we're creating a bond, right? It's spectacular. And I did not realize that when I went down this road. So it's a really a great bond creating situation. It is a really valuable, this podcast, once it's produced, it's a valuable sales, marketing, branding asset. It's an asset. And look at it as an asset. And you can take that content, slice, dice, and do everything you possibly can with that particular product, that asset. It is all about the other. It helps others, right? It is truly a helpful, beneficial marketing sales solution. It is also, you know, everybody talks about how do I create content? And you sit down and you're at your computer and you start plugging away at trying to create content. It's hard. Here is a platform that I can communicate, create content, slice it up, transcribe it, get it out there. I can create blogs. I can do everything from this individual podcast. And I'm just, this is why I do this. It's about attention, it's about marketing, it's about sales, but more importantly, branding, but very more importantly is about the value it brings to your customers, your partners, and your prospects. They like it. It's important. People like doing them. It also gains, in that conversation, in this back and forth, it gains market intelligence. You truly hear from your prospects, from your customers, from internal, external, it doesn't really matter, what are some of the market challenges? What are or the behaviors that are taking place in the market? And it also creates a platform for digital compounding. Okay, here's an example. One, I do a podcast, and I do a podcast for X. Okay, and then I will promote that podcast. They will promote that podcast. And if they have customers that are on that podcast, they will also promote. And then that customer can promote it to their prospects. See, it has a compounding and effect, and you leverage as much as you possibly can out of that one single podcast. But it doesn't stop there. And I'm just telling you, I just realized this. Now I get to squeeze as much content and repurpose, not just from a video. I can create snippets. I can do all of this stuff from this particular podcast that highlights the individual, that highlights the value you're bringing. And you know what? It helps people. It helps people to do their job better. Everybody. And I mean, everybody wins. And that's why you need to, no matter what, it could be me, it could be others, it could be internal, it could be external, I don't care. But you need to really thoroughly vet the necessity to bring in podcasting into your portfolio of your sales, marketing, branding. And we're going to go into great detail on why that is important, because we're just going to continue to just sort of granularity. But right now, you need to do it. And I just highly recommend. This will be out there on industrialtalk.com. You need to look at it today. Figure it out. Contact me. I don't care. I will help you in any way, shape, or form. You just need to do it. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. Change the world. That's what we're all about. Look forward to talking to you. You know what we're going to talk about next time? We're going to be talking about the old way. The old way of communicating. So thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you on the next series of Why You Need to Podcast.